This is for anybody who is really familiar with track changes and comments within Word documents. I've had problems doing that in Office 2016. I have Office 365 and Word 2016, and just wondered if other people have had better experiences with trying to deal with comments easily and track changes in Word documents.
What specific problem?
The main one, I guess really it's not so much the comments, but if I wanted to go through and accept a number of changes or all of the changes in a document once I'd gotten it back from being edited, that's the kind of thing that where I run into problems.
For track changes, there is a place in the ribbons to accept all the changes. However, you go into the ribbons, revisions, you know, go down to the track changes group, and there, I forget the exact wording, but tab down there, and there's a place with a split button, and I think it might say accept changes, split button, I'm not sure. Do an alt down arrow to open it, and then you can down arrow to accept all changes, and hit enter on that, and then that will wipe them out. So it's not hard to do, you just have to know where it is in the ribbons.
Okay, thanks.
The thing I always had most trouble with in tracking changes is trying to read the proposed changes and hearing all of the additions and deletions and edits. That can make reading a little cumbersome. It's very effective, though.
It's much more straightforward visually than listening to all that
I'll
stuff.
Bet. Right. Yeah.
My parents have offered to give me their old HP laptop. From what my dad said, it does not have Bluetooth capabilities. Does anybody know of a cheap way to add Bluetooth?
You can get Bluetooth dongles from
Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, you can buy them.
I mean, that's
anybody have a recommendation for a specific one that I should get?
One that works.
Thank
I don't think
you,
it's going to matter a lot in terms of that. I mean, I think you're going to find that pretty much one is as good as another. I believe the way they plug in is they plug into a USB port on the machine. You know, you might want to consider whether it's Bluetooth 2, 3, or 4. All of those are backward compatible. And I think I would just pick a brand you know and just get one. I mean,
you could check out the reviews, like on Amazon, just look at the reviews, you know, if you're comparing a couple different models.
You also may want to think about what kind of things you want to connect via Bluetooth, you know, options, or they may discuss what type of dongles work better.